show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into your phone calls about whatever you want. And then coming up, we've got some all kinds of crazy stuff. Another dog has been killed by the police. I know, Mark, you've got that story. Plus, also here, Massachusetts pot smokers are engaging in mass civil disobedience. We'll talk about that and take your calls about anything. Calls come first, though. So let's go to Pat in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I heard something about topless protests or something.
Yeah, the idea is to, because there's clearly a discrepancy, something that is very unfair between men and women, in that men are allowed to walk around in public without their shirts on, and women are not. So some of the ladies around here in the Keene area have been talking about getting together and doing a topless civil disobedience. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know. I just think it's kind of silly.
What? Why is that? You think it's silly that women should be able to walk around with without their top on?
Well, I mean, I don't find that silly. I just think that I'd be kind of embarrassed to say. I mean, I'm all for what you guys are doing and everything in New Hampshire, but I don't know. Like my boss saw that on TV, something about, you know, some free stater, you know, flashing oncoming traffic, and you're like, yeah, I'm a free stater too. Yeah, what is she gonna think?
Oh, it's a good question. There will be, it's not going to be flashing. It's just going to be walking or standing around without tops on. And there will be men also involved. So for each lady, there should be at least one male involved. That way it's clear that it's an equality issue.
Oh, try 15. There's going to be 15 guys for every girl over there.
Well, I suspect they'll probably, I would think that the guys would be smart enough not to want to eclipse the women in this particular protest. But something I'd like to assuage your concern on a little bit is there won't be any free state banners here announcing to the world that this is some kind of free state protest.
A freekeen.com banner is on order, however, so we will have those soon.
So, I mean, these people that are doing this, you know, some of them may be members of the Free State Project, signers of the Free State Project, but, you know, they're not, they certainly don't represent the Free State Project, in its entirety by any stretch of the imagination.
And Pat, you know, what are people going to think? That's one of the issues that this act of civil disobedience is designed to bring out, and to have people start thinking about, well, what does it mean to restrict women from doing this while setting a double standard and allowing men to run around without a shirt on?
And is it going to upset people? Sure. I don't think there's any instance of civil disobedience that isn't going to have some upset segment of the population to go along with it. It's just that some of the people that have been talking out against this particular planned protest, and the date hasn't been set, it hasn't been ironed down yet at all. It's just in the discussion phases right now. But the objection is that most people will disagree with topless women. Some people suggested like 90% of people will disagree with topless women. And I can tell you that in the world I live in, nobody would have a problem with topless women. I understand that there are prudes out there that have some sort of issue with seeing breasts, that they believe that breasts are always sexually significant. And one of the guys that was arguing against the protest was pointing out that evolutionarily, you know, men are supposed to be attracted to breasts, and so therefore you can't get over the fact that they're a sexual thing. And I think that in the case of that objection, he may be right. You know, there may be some evidence.
Why are men attracted to breasts?
He gets into. I could read his post for you if you'd like. I don't have it in front of me, but he goes into some scientific reasons why. Apparently, it used to be the buttocks of the apes that were attractive, and then once we got upright, there had to be something new that was developed, and so breasts.
I think the theory is because males are humans are the only mammals to mate face to face that the breasts grew out of that.
I'll tell you what, I'll pull up his post and read it verbatim here so you can understand where he was coming from. But basically, suggesting that breasts are inherently a sexual thing. And
but what is wrong with that? I mean, what is wrong with, okay, somebody sees a group of women walking down the street without their shirt on and they find that sexually arousing or whatever?
I don't know. Can you answer that, Pat?
Hey, how about instead of that, we do like a Liberty like calendar? Like we have Shelley Roche and Angela, what's your name? Mm-hmm. Anti-war girl.
Yeah.
Just make a calendar.
It's being done, actually. They called me today. The Ladies of Liberty, I believe, is what.
What month are you going
to
be here?
The Alliance of the Ladies of Liberty. I forget what the name of the, their group is. They're supposed
the
to
be. Alliance
email.
Of Libertarian Ladies?
That's it. That's it. They called today asking if Free Talk Live would be interested in being a sponsor of said calendar, and I said, send me the details. Sounds like something we could get involved in.
Oh, there you go. I like that a lot more than, you know, hey, look at my boobs. Look at my boobs. Look at this. I want freedom. Look at my boobs.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And there is there's a lot of controversy about this topless protest. It's one of these guys that's talking out against it, and it seems to be all guys so far talking out against it. But one of these guys talking out against it was, he's an anarchist. So even some of the anarchists are up in arms about this protest. And, you know, when you've got the anarchist upset, then you've probably got some of the anarchists upset, you've probably got a good protest on your hands. So I want to get to his post here in a little bit. Would like to hear from you as well. Are you one of those people that is offended by breasts? Because it seems to me that if breasts are evolutionarily attractive from a sexual standpoint, let's accept that is true. If that's true, as a guy, I'm looking at breasts whether they are naked, whether they are behind a T-shirt, or whether they are in a bikini. I'm looking at the breasts if they are, you know, worth looking at to my tastes. And
that's probably my biggest concern is the breasts that will be born that aren't worth looking at.
The breasts that will be born, that you mean relieved, shown to the world?
Correct.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, but there was a very fat man walking in downtown Keene today. You got some footage of him,
awful.
Sam. This is actually the same guy that threatened me a few years ago because I was videotaping. We were at a peace protest. He's really annoying and loud. Anyway, he was walking down the street, and he was letting them all hang out, and it was very unattractive, but,
I concur.
Hey, that's freedom, baby. It's a public place. He should be able to walk with his shirt off.
I think he should
be able to pull his pants down and go down the street. I don't care, man.
I feel
man.
That if it's legal for men to walk around without a shirt on, then it should be legal for women to walk
Absolutely.
Around without a shirt on. And I that's not where I'm getting going with it. I don't have a problem in particular with the protest. And
that's interesting that you don't have a problem with it. You had a big problem with the flag protest. This anarchist on the forum saying that he thinks this is worse than the flag, the burning the U.S. flag protest. I mean, that's how serious some of these people are taking a bunch of boobs. And so what I was going to say is that if, whether the boobs are behind a bikini or whether they're behind a T-shirt, men are looking at them. In fact, I would suggest that there is actually a sexier factor, I think in a lot of cases, to breasts that are clothed. Because there's that kind of unknown, hey, what's underneath that factor there where you would, even though you know they're areola, You say no to that? I say absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That clothed breasts are sexier than unclothed breasts?
Absolutely.
Depends on the breast, however.
Because of the unknown factor.
And now,
if you've got
curiosity,
breasts,
doesn't it?
Exactly. Forbidden fruit, curiosity. If you've got breasts that are hanging out, then it becomes normal.
It becomes normal, but you're talking about is normal today, and it's not. You're saying that, them being.
I'm just telling you, it takes away the mystique. If you have breasts shown in public on a regular basis,
on a regular
they don't
basis,
have that,
that was not what you were talking about. You were
but
talking
if that's
about
what
it
this
has
is
to
leading
start
to
somewhere.
Right.
Well, it would have to start somewhere. However, it's going to have the effect that people are going to look and gawk and talk
Good.
About it and have take issue with it. All those things are going to occur.
Excellent, as it should. That's the point of the protest, right? To get people to start discussing this obvious gender equality issue where and people are trying to say, oh, this is about being libertine, not libertarian. And whatever, man, it seems pretty clear to me. If you want to tell me that this protest is a bad idea, what you should do is you should tell that to the ladies that want to engage in this, and you should try to convince them as to why it is that they shouldn't be as free as men. Go ahead, lay down your viewpoint about why it is they shouldn't be as free. Because their breasts are somehow inherently sexually stimulating?
But
is that the answer?
Walking around without a shirt on isn't one of the liberties that I hold most dear. But
you're not a woman.
It's true, but I am a man and I can do it.
That's right. That's
so
why you
I
don't care.
Hold it dear.
Exactly. I do, because I think everybody should be free to live their life how they want, so long as they aren't harming anyone. So I will be proudly at that protest. Hopefully Julia will participate, and I'll be topless.
Count your ribs if you got
Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com features including the chat room. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com during the show or even outside of show hours. You can see if anyone's in there. It's open 24 hours a day. Chat.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the website you have to go to in order to get the free one. audiblepodcast.com/FTL is in Free Talk Live.
We are talking about a proposed protest here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Ladies are about tired of walking around during the summertime, hot summer, sweat. It's very difficult to deal with that when you've got a bra on, and it's very restrictive. Some of the ladies are saying to themselves they've had enough of this inequality, of the fact that men are able to walk around with no top on. Doesn't matter what they look like, they can walk around with no top on, no problem, no even bats an eye at it. But they have to wear shirts, otherwise they'll be charged with some sort of sex offense. So these women are actually talking about facing a sex offender status for the right to, you know, to try to win the right, if you will, through civil disobedience, to go unmolested while walking down the street without a top on. And, I mean, that would be the ideal result of such a civil disobedience, would be for the police to just completely ignore them. Although I know some of the cops probably would like to come out and watch. But, you know, for the police to not arrest them, I think, would be the ideal situation. And there's been some discussion over at the Free Keene Forum at freekeene.com where some of the activists are just in a huff about this. They are very upset. They think this is going to destroy the movement. And so before we go to these phone calls, I'm going to read one of the more recent critiques here from ANCAP Man, who I've met. He's come to town. We went out to lunch with him. And
I met him too.
Very nice guy. Very nice guy. So he says, I think some evolutionary biology needs to be spoken before I'll make a real comment on this. First of all, in the mammal world, only Homo sapien retains large breasts in females even when not lactating. There's a reason for this, he says. Humans evolved to walk on two legs. This changed the main source of sexual attraction for mating. The previous signal was the buttocks. The new mode, or this new mode, of bipedalism made the buttocks not as easy to view and caused the evolving of human female breasts as a form of sexual attraction. So breasts are a sexual attraction to males, and it's fairly powerful. Men's chests do not carry this same naturally evolved sexual attraction.
Why is that?
Just what he just said. That Dale pointed out later in the thread, our co-host Dale, who is a gay man.
Well, I mean, if
he pointed out that he's quite attracted to male buff breasts. You know, like the men that are working out, the kind of the boobs they have.
Right. Well, when you look at the males of the species of any species, generally you have the more flamboyant and attractive of the in the animal world, right?
I suppose.
I mean, I'd like to hear of an animal where the female is the more attractive of the species. And so, I mean,
are you saying males are more attractive than females in the apes world?
I would tell you that the silverback is far more attractive than the female gorilla. Absolutely. Have you ever seen one?
I don't know if could say that I think one gorilla is more attractive than the other.
You haven't even seen any pictures. You don't even know what you're talking about then.
Did you spend a lot of time looking at National Geographic as a kid, Mark? Is that what this is about?
I think we're talking about whether
I'm just
or not.
Wondering where this came from.
This guy's suggesting that only females have attractive chests.
I don't know how rumors about you being gay get
this
started.
This doesn't make any sense. It's absolutely not true. Men have the far larger pectoralis muscles, and I would assume that women are attracted to this. I mean, it's a completely sexist statement to say that women have the most attractive chests. Yes, to me they're attractive. Absolutely.
Yeah.
To women, however, some of them probably find
no. I think you're making a good point. I really do. He says, next, it's very disappointing to hear the ad hominem attacks by Ian and others who state that those who disagree with their libertine position are prudes or somehow do not believe in equality. The latter is ad hominem in nature, as it is akin to being called a racist. The accused is guilty in the eyes of others just for the accusation.
Sounds accurate.
The calling somebody a prude?
That's name calling.
Well, I mean, that's what you are, I think. If you have an objection to women's breasts being shown in public, I think that's a pretty prudish position to take.
Well, that's because you're assigning you're assigning the thoughts of that person to, unless they state something to the effect of, I'm a prude, I don't want to see this, then you are making an ad hominem attack.
I'll accept that.
Baseless ad hominem
attack. I'll accept it. As far as this protest goes, he says, displaying female breasts is not accepted because it's built into our genetics that those are sexual organs used for attraction of a mate. This protest seems to be more about trying to offend others while cloaking it in the ideas of equality.
Come on. I've been to the nude beaches in southern France and other places in Europe. It's no big deal. I mean, people, males are able to control themselves when there are naked women, sometimes grandmas that are 70 that you probably never wanted to see, everywhere from that to the cute college girls.
South Beach in Florida is the same way. It's topless optional, or top optional.
Right, to suggest that the women that had initiated the idea on this protest, although you did initiate the forum post, Sam, it was the ladies that were discussing this, to suggest that they're doing this just to offend people as a slap in the face against them. And that's not their, from my understanding, that is not their intention at all. They truly believe they're being discriminated against, and hey, they are. It's not fair.
I think it's clear that they're being discriminated against, and I don't know. I don't find this to be a very important issue. I think
you've mentioned that.
It sounds to me like a PR play, but.
It's going to be great PR. I mean, I agree with you there. It's going to be brilliant. The footage is going to be probably huge. I don't know if we're going to have to censor it for YouTube. I'm hoping that we can kind of play it off as a news thing and get it on there without having them take the account down. But I'm sure there's some other way we can get it. I'm sure there's a video sharing website that allows for adult content. I just don't know what it is. But he goes on. He's got a few more thoughts. He says, I spoke with my wife on this subject. I won't get into our personal lives, but we are not prudes, and we're not sexist, and we find this protest to be so counterproductive to liberty, it's unimaginable that the intelligent people I know would actually consider it. Anyone with a modicum of understanding of evolutionary biology, human biology, knows why humans will tend toward this behavior in public being unacceptable. If, as you state, Ian, you are trying to attract only those who are
but
like
humans
you...
humans do not tend toward this behavior in public being unacceptable. It's
he's saying they do because it's illegal everywhere.
But on the beaches in Europe, it's not. There are many beaches in the United States where it's not. And when you look at National Geographic, you'll see it's not. Many of the indigenous tribes show it's not. Humans do not tend towards this, from what I can tell.
It's an American Puritan thing, isn't it, Mark?
I don't know if it's necessarily entirely American. I mean, you don't see topless women walking down the streets of Europe, but...
You do, actually, sometimes. I mean, there are some exhibitionists that will do that.
In Canada, I've seen rallies for this kind of thing, and there have been rallies by multiple organizations, feminist and all different kinds, of this same sort, and I don't know why this is going to set the liberty movement back. Have the topless rallies set the feminist movement back?
He says, I would implore people who are supporting this protest to actually game it out and realize the only winning move in this protest is to not play. You may win this one battle at the expense of the entire war. So it's going to end the entire liberty movement.
Are you in a war for liberty?
No, I'm not. I am.
Me neither.
He says metaphorically speaking, but I don't speak in those metaphors. This is not a fight. It's not a battle. We're just living free.
Right.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience
experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Talking about breasts, and we will continue in moments. Want to invite you to our website first, though. Facebook. We got ourselves a Facebook page. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com. I guess that's not technically our website. That's Facebook's website, but it's our Facebook group on the website. You can become a fan there at facebook.freetalklive.com. And for the rest of our website features, just go to freetalklive.com as we continue taking your calls. Let's go to Cliff. He is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Cliff.
This is actually Dan in Pennsylvania.
Sorry about that. Dan in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
All right. I just took a trip up to Oil City, Pennsylvania, which is way up there by Erie. And between where I live and there, there's a bunch of really nice towns and nice scenery, and then a whole, you know, interspersed between there, a few of those hives of scum and villainy and government launch pads that I call cities.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cities, I noticed every single one of them was run down and beat up and had no life in it whatsoever, except for the public buildings. So somebody who is experiencing this for the first time might think, well, that means that the government is the only entity that can do things right. But I think that's a good example of that which is seen and that which is not seen, because what funds those school buildings and libraries and things like that are property taxes, which is exactly what has impoverished the rest of the town.
Sure, absolutely. Because as the property taxes continue to go up, people are going to be forced from their homes. They're going to have to either leave or be kicked out if they can't pay.
Yep, and it's like, you know, the government's a vampire. It just, you know, sinks its fangs into society and sucks the lifeblood out of it. And like in the movies, it looks, you know, nice and turns into the handsome count while everybody else just shrivels up and dies.
It is. And it's a situation that it doesn't end well. I mean, they keep raising property taxes. Eventually, people will either leave or they just won't pay, and then they'll get kicked out of their homes. And then what? Are they going to go on the dole themselves? Are they going to move from owning their own home into a welfare home at that point, which, of course, will only increase the burden on the existing taxpayers, meaning they'll have to raise their taxes some more. And, of course, as the economy keeps getting worse, we've seen what governments do in that case. They continue to raise taxes as everybody else's standard of living is going down. And, of course, the raised taxes also lowers people's standard of living, just driving things down into this spiral that is just so destructive.
Yeah, and a step between leaving or getting tossed out of your house is maybe not doing repairs or maybe not keeping up the yard, upgrading the landscaping.
It
affects the entire community in a very negative fashion.
So things can become looking very ramshackle, very run down in a fairly fast manner. And so where does it all end? Well, they try their damnedest to head off the hemorrhaging of their town citizens or residents or whatever you want to call them. And I remember the most outrageous story I think I've ever heard, beyond the standard stories of tax sales where the city governments or town governments will just steal people's homes from them who have not paid. But I recall a story from New York State where there were some towns that were actually implementing a program for the elderly people that were living there who it was getting to be too much of a burden. I mean, these folks retired a decade or two ago, and they retired on a certain retirement income. And since then, the property taxes have been going up and up and up and up. And so, you know, they just can't afford to live in the town that they wanted to retire in anymore. And so to help solve the problem and kind of avoid having to kick these folks out of their homes or take them on the welfare rolls, the midpoint step for the governments was to offer them the opportunity to work it off. Come on out of retirement and come on down to the city building. We'll have you filing papers and answering phones.
And being our slave.
Yeah, you'll teach the kids. No, we won't pay you, but we'll cut you some credit, say $10 an hour, off of your $1,000-plus property tax bill, multi-thousand. I mean, it's New York State, so it's probably several thousand dollars property taxes on the average home there. We'll just knock $10 an hour off, so you know, you can work for us until you get it paid off.
So or maybe they just work the people to death. Because it's not like they can afford to stop working.
Put them on a road crew or something like that. I mean, that's what they're doing, and it's very disturbing because it is basically it's basically indentured servitude. And that's not what you retired for. You didn't retire to go in and answer phones or do some other odd job for the local county government to keep your home. But yet people are stepping up and doing it because they don't want to move. You know, they don't want to be kicked out of their home, and they don't want to move. So now they're working for the state in the ending years of their lives. How sad. Any other thoughts, Dan?
Well, yeah, you said, where does it end? And the answer is, it ends like any parasitic relationship, either with the purging of the parasite or with the death of the host.
And you got it.
So government's basically a vampire.
Thank you for the call tonight. Good call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So we were also talking about toplessness. There's a topless protest that has been discussed. It hasn't been scheduled. It's being discussed. There are a lot of people that are very upset about it. And you can see the thread over the Freekeen forum at forum.freekeen.com. They basically are coming at it from the perspective of saying that there will be so many people offended by this, it will crush the liberty movement. Somebody else just posted on the thread saying, this is a terrible idea. People will think we're a joke after this. It will take away from all the serious work that's been done. If there was no public property, there would still be standards for decency because people believe in it. And that's just what I disagree on. I don't think this is indecent at all. I don't think there's anything indecent about naked breasts. It's not being done in a sexual manner. They're not going to be rubbing their breasts and moaning or licking them or doing anything like that. It's just going to be girls walking down the street whilst topless. I mean, that's not a sexual thing at all. And I think that it's just amazing to me, the response from people. Let's continue with your calls. Matt is in Illinois, and you're on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, is a topless protest going to destroy the liberty movement?
Not at all.
No, why?
Well,
people could be offended.
First off, I'd like to address this guy's a little treatise on evolution and tell him that, you know, humans also have evolved this brain, and they can actually think and it's actually the thought process and the processes of the brain that sexualize more than any nudity ever would. And that's why you can go to these naked beaches in Europe and men are still able to contain themselves,
right?
Because we can think past the whole sexual instinct that many animals work on.
So the men in Europe are not just running up to any naked woman and raping them right there on the beach. I mean, that's just not happening.
Right, and it doesn't happen in nudist colonies. In fact, I read somewhere, and I wish I could cite it, but I can't. But I read somewhere that as a group, nudists are actually the most monogamous people.
Interesting.
You know, when you take groups. And the other thing is, I'd like to just food for thought here. There was a little bar that I used to go to, never got much business. So the owner of the bar decided that he wanted to bring these girls in negligees into the bar, these models that would walk around the bar and model negligees and sell them to the gentlemen that were frequenting the bar. And lo and behold, the guy really started to get a lot of customers.
I bet.
Yeah, I've seen these promo nights in the past. And
so it's not stripping, it's not nudity, it's just lingerie?
Hiring sexy girls in sexy outfits to your bar. It could be bathing suits, whatever.
At this particular bar, they kind of bent the rules a little bit. There are laws set up for this kind of thing in the bars, but they kind of bent it a little bit. And there was a bit of nudity and some fun stuff going on that maybe shouldn't have gone on. But the fact of the matter is that the guy's business increased it more than doubled.
Awesome.
And it seems to me that sex sells, and that if you did this kind of protest, I think you would attract people.
That's what I was trying to say. I am not concerning myself. And great call, Matt. Thank you for it. I'm not concerned with what the Puritans are thinking out there. They're not the audience I'm looking to attract. Harry Brown's silver rule is that you be yourself, and then people who are like you will automatically gravitate towards you. If you try to be anybody else but yourself, you won't get people that you actually want to be around. And I want to be around people that understand this protest and appreciate it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts?
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. The question, if you'd like to answer it, is, will a topless protest destroy the liberty movement? Will a few girls going topless, maybe 5 to 10 women walking topless with men also walking topless next to them in a public place, will that completely ruin it for the rest of the activists? That is the question. 800-259-9231, that is what is being suggested. They've always, a lot of people have been in this movement, this liberty movement with thousands of people. We're members of the Free State Project. We moved to New Hampshire to get active for freedom. And some ladies are deciding they want to get active for freedom in this way because they're not free to be topless like men are. Seems like a no-brainer. But apparently this has really set people off. There's a forum thread over at forum.freekeen.com where people are going livid over this particular issue, saying that they believe it's going to be the end of the movement, that no one will be able to take us seriously.
How many times have you heard that before?
Exactly. Every time and Julia is with us, but every time a civil disobedience incident comes up, there are always people in the peanut gallery saying, hey, you're ruining it for the rest of us. You shouldn't be clipping those nails without a permit. You shouldn't be videotaping without permission. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing that because, well, it's not the perfect protest. They always say that what you need to do is you need to find a civil disobedience that everyone can agree with so you don't offend anybody.
Good luck.
Yeah, right. Good luck with civil disobedience that doesn't offend everyone. I guess with this particular issue is I can't understand how a reasonable person, and I consider myself one, I've never understood why it is that men can walk around without their shirts on and women can't. To me, it's sexist. It's wrong. I may not find the protest interesting. I'm not passionate about it.
Yeah,
I don't care.
You would.
I don't.
You'd watch.
Well, I'll watch if there's something worth watching, but I mean.
Julia might be there.
That would be worth watching. However, I'm not convinced she will be there.
I'm not convinced yet either.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced yet either, but
would it take?
Well, it's something I've been interested in doing for a long time, pretty much since I've moved here.
Okay, before you go on. One of the people on this thread would suggest that the reason you're interested in it is to offend people. Is that why you'd want to do it?
Well, it's honestly not the reason at all, but I can't sit here and say that I don't enjoy being a little bit offensive. But that's really not what it's about for me at all.
No.
there are places in the world where women can walk around with their shirts off, and I just don't understand why men can't and women and or I'm sorry, men can and women can't. It's really nothing but an equality issue.
Absolutely.
And it seems to me that the average person, when this information is put in front of them, they will say, yes, if it is right and fair and just for men, it is right and fair and just for women.
I mean,
no doubt.
What it doesn't have anything to do with, like, how sexy a woman is, right? Because if you've ever been to Canada, for example, I know in Toronto they don't have these laws. And I saw a few people walking around with their shirts off. They were all fat chicks. I mean, there weren't, like, supermodel chicks walking around. And it was fine. Nobody cared. Nobody even bothered looking.
Right, it's no big deal.
If it's an issue of breast size, there are men out there that have bigger breasts than me, for example.
As I was saying earlier, it takes away the mystique. I mean, if people see that sort of thing happening on a regular basis, that's when it becomes no big deal. It's when it never happens that it's, oh, my God, well, the world is going to end. There are breasts on display.
Not to mention that we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, southwestern New Hampshire, right across the border from Brattleboro, Vermont, where, it's legal to be naked.
Yeah, they passed a town ordinance, I think, making it illegal
in
downtown.
But then they stopped and then they did it again. And, they've had issues with people being naked. Yeah. And you know what? People here in Keene know that the town doesn't crumble when it happens.
Yeah.
Well, I think another important issue is I could walk down the street in a super skimpy bikini top and
nobody would
say anything. And in all honesty, and I think most men would agree, that that's actually more sexy than just plain breasts. Most guys I've talked to have said that when you can see, like, when you can almost see it but not quite, that that's more of a turn-on than just straight-up breasts.
And to point out that point, Mark, Syphase, one of my producers, says, what's the point of lingerie, then, if being naked is sexier? The whole point of covering up breasts is to entice and to make curious.
That's not what you said.
What did I say?
You said covering them was more sexy than having them uncovered.
That's what we're saying
right now.
But
it's inaccurate.
You
can cover them with all kinds of things, and that does not make it true.
Well, we're saying covering it a little bit, like
what I'm using as an example.
And
you're saying it very well. However, this guy over here who's
I think a tight T-shirt is still sexy for the same reason.
You think a tight T-shirt is sexier than a good pair of boobs that are uncovered?
Yeah. Julia, what do you think?
Well, I think that if I was to walk around with a tight T-shirt and no bra on and you could see my nipples and the outline of my breasts, then yes, that would be a lot sexier than if I was just walking around with no shirt on.
I don't see why. I mean, it's similar stuff.
I don't know. I've spoken to guys that agree, and obviously there are some people that think otherwise, and that's fine. But I think what I was trying to point out is, how come could I wear little X tape across my nipples? Is that really the issue, is the nipple? Could I show?
I don't know.
Could I put, like, two pasties on and walk around and not get in trouble? See, I might be willing to do the protest like that. Like, if we had some women naked and, you know what I mean?
But
not the one with pasties on. Because what's the difference between that and a skimpy bikini?
I don't know. It's always bewildered me. The whole Puritan obsession over breasts in this country. I think that the repression that so many Americans suffer from because of this Puritan past that we've had makes breasts all the more interesting to the men here in America. I think that if we had the culture that Canada or Europe does, where breasts are no big deal, sex is seen on television, it's no big deal, they don't have that same mystique to them over there. It's not that I don't think the obsession would be there. I could be wrong.
It's not the obsession. Men are going to be obsessed with women, and women are going to be obsessed with men, and that's how the nature of the species. It's the bad and wrong aspect of it.
It's an unhealthy aspect, yeah. There's something wrong with breasts.
Because you can't see
them. If we had this protest and the Keene city government said, we're going to pass an ordinance that says that women don't have to wear shirts. Great, wonderful. Most women are still going to wear shirts because in our society, it's more comfortable. However, there are some days where it's really hot, and when wearing a bra, your boobs get sweaty. It's really uncomfortable. If they're big, I've heard that they can create some sort of a rash. That sounds uncomfortable. There are definitely days where it's really, really hot, and it seems like it would be a great idea to take your shirt off, and you can't.
Are pasties going to help with that?
No, the pasties would be part of the protest, just to point out that how many, what is too little? What's the least amount of clothes I'm allowed to wear? Is it just the nipple coverage? Is that what the issue is?
Do you think you can get pasties that look just like nipples?
That'd be awesome.
That's a good question, too.
I'll bet you can. The internet's a big place.
So this is something that's still in the, you know, discussion phase. But the objections so far have been that that this is going to destroy the liberty movement, that this is...
Well, why? Because this isn't a liberty issue? I'm supposed
Some
to
people
just...
are saying that. They're saying it's not a liberty issue.
Yes,
it's
it
an
is.
Issue. You're trying to be a libertine, and you're trying to offend people, and it's going to hurt. It's going to poison the well for all the people that have done all this hard work in the inside the system. They're very upset by this.
That's
even some of the anarchists.
But to me, that sounds like just you're a prude, and or yeah. you have a sick over obsession with breasts that you're afraid to come out about, or
you're
I don't
just another
know.
Politico activist who's just looking to blame the civil disobedience for all of your failures. Oh, it's the they took off their shirts in Keene, so next time something fails, it's all their fault. I'm sure they'll be doing that.
I don't know why anyone would make those statements. I'm not going to propose to know whether they're a prude or whether they want to blame people. I would just ask them. I mean, don't you think it's unfair? Don't you think that's an issue that some people would get behind?
Some might acknowledge that it's unfair, and then what they will, you know, the major point, I think.
So how do we fix that is the question, and if your idea is to work through the system, then maybe I'll be able to take my shirt off in 50 years when my tits are saggy and ugly. But until then, what can we do about it now?
It's not the kind of issue that anybody is ever going to get excited about passing legislation on. This is the kind of thing where civil disobedience is absolutely
it's ideal.
The kind of thing that needs to be done. It's done. This is done all over. This is not the first topless protest that the world has ever seen.
No. And I would also say, if you're a dude out there who says this is a bad idea, pretty much F you, because you don't have boobs, you don't know how annoying
Absolutely.
It is to wear a bra, you don't know how annoying it is when it's really hot outside and everyone can take their shirt off but you, so screw you.
So the only other objection here, Julia, and you'll have to address it briefly, is the idea that there's just so many people that are against this, that's why it shouldn't be done. Because so many, the majority, say 90% of the people are against this. That's
I would
what some
say
people claim.
The majority of people are against making heroin legal, because most people agree heroin is bad, but that doesn't make it right, and that doesn't mean that just because it's only important to a few select people doesn't mean that it's any less important. If it's important to me, I guess I thought that the Liberty Movement was all about doing what was important to you personally.
Yep.
We all have different issues, and to discredit somebody for what they're doing because you don't personally understand or agree with it, to me, just seems silly.
It sounds like two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Thank you, Miss Julia. I appreciate you sitting in here. We're going to bring Sam back for hour number three, and your calls about this or whatever you want, 800-259-9231. Girl power! It's Free Talk Live.
You go, Ian. Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.